USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has agreed with the Pentagon recommendation to stick to an August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. The decision comes amid doubts over whether the U.S. can safely evacuate all American citizens and Afghan allies before the deadline. Meantime, the top Senate Republican is blasting President Biden for his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan.
This is a foreign policy blunder of gargantuan proportions that's a stain on our national reputation and will be remembered for decades.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News. He also went after Biden for having no plan to execute the withdrawal. New home sales rose in July by 1%, with the median price of a new home selling for $390,500. USA Radio News.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The White House COVID-19 response team is holding a press briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients giving an update on how many Americans have received the vaccine.
We have made remarkable progress on vaccinations in just 7 months, with more than 200 million Americans now with at least their first shot and 171 million Americans fully vaccinated.
House Republican leaders are continuing to criticize President Biden for abandoning Americans in Afghanistan.
We've been asking President Biden how many Americans were abandoned behind enemy lines. They won't even give us that basic answer.
Speaking on Capitol Hill, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise saying they're working to make sure every American who has been stranded behind enemy lines is returned home. The Louisiana Republican saying the Taliban has now control of the country and access to American equipment because of Biden's failed policy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey out discusses how the public views the American media.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
He may be out of office, but former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is still under investigation. And how does New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio feel about the whole situation?
Maybe it's a message to people in public life. If you get that much power, if you think the world's all about you, something bad's eventually going to happen to you, because it's actually supposed to be about something bigger. And we're turning the page now in New York, thank God.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, Cuomo giving his final address before stepping down on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.